Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Astral Encounters with out-of-body explorer Vincent Field, investigating paranormal entities and phenomena in the astral dimension. Hello everyone, I'm your host Vince with the Paranormal UK Radio Network, and in this episode of Astral Encounters, I'm going to share the revelations I gained from my communications with shadow beings. So, in the previous episodes, I shared some of my early experiences with shadow beings, which were really frightening. I mean, I was only 14 years old at the time, and astral projection was so new to me, and I didn't really know what to expect, or what entities were out there, or what the potential dangers were, if any. But I remained optimistic and as brave as possible, and eventually, I gained the insight that there was no real danger from these shadow beings. And then I had a couple really transformational experiences in which these entities actually activated my energy, or in other words, they induced a heightened energetic state within my astral body, which led to the development of my energy body and my consciousness in a way that allowed me to project into higher dimensions naturally. And with that, my conception of these entities changed, and I realized that they were actually trying to help me, but there was never really any communication between them and me. And I became dissatisfied that I didn't have a deeper level of understanding regarding the nature of these shadow beings. So, I added a new goal to my astral projection things to do list, which is essentially a list of goals that I have for my out-of-body experiences. And eventually, the time came to focus on this task of communicating with these shadow beings. So I woke up early one morning with this goal in mind, and I shifted from my body, and I began sinking inward, almost like I was falling, but I wasn't going down, but I was falling within myself. And this is generally a sign that I'm traversing into an astral dimension much farther removed from the physical dimension than if I experience more of a standard directional feeling of movement, like floating up or rolling to the side. So this feeling ends, and I'm holding on to my intention of meeting and communicating with a shadow being. And in the next moment, the environment comes into my awareness, and with that, a feeling of excitement and joy builds up within me as I begin to see where I am. and the energy of this dimension is just flowing into me and through me. And it was such an abstract type of environment. It's really hard to put into words, but it seemed like there were these huge mountains made of pure energy. And this energy was bubbling up and flowing from the tops of these mountains and swirling up into the sky. And these mountains lined the backdrop of this landscape that I was perceiving, like they were really far off in the distance. And closer to me were these huge structures, almost like buildings, and they seemed to be made of this metallic substance. But there was this liquid quality to it, almost like the surface was rippling, like throwing a pebble into a pond, and the colors were changing with each ripple. And there were these things that almost reminded me of trees, but they were pure energy. They had a long base, like a tree trunk, and something similar to branches. And it was like the mountains, in that the energy from these branches was just flowing up into the air. And the sky was filled with something that I could best describe as multi-dimensional clouds. And I looked at these clouds, and I received the intuition that if I flew into one of these clouds, it would take me to another dimension. And each cloud was a different color and formation. And somehow, those characteristics represented the particular dimension that they led to. And I noticed one of these clouds was black. And not just normal black, but it was like the three-dimensional blackness that the shadow beings have looked like during some of my encounters with them. And I immediately knew that this cloud would take me to the shadow beings. It was like an intuitive knowing that you get while out of your body, especially in higher dimensions. So I reached my consciousness out and shifted into this black cloud. And this is a technique I've learned for traveling while out of my body that's almost like a type of teleportation rather than flying in a linear manner through space. So I go through the cloud and everything goes dark, except I notice there is actually an environment around me, and it's the same environment I was in before, but now there's no color. It's all just shades of black, but I can still see the mountains and the structures, and somehow I was back at ground level, and there's a large dark figure coming towards me slowly from about 50 feet away, and it hit me. This is it. This is my chance. This is what I wanted. So I approached the shadow being, and it's approaching me, and now I'm face to face with it, and out of a spontaneous whim, I wrapped my arms around it as if it was a long lost friend or family member, and we were reuniting after a really long time. And at that moment, all of my chakras exploded, and I burst with a blissful energy that seemed to annihilate any sense I had of being a person or being myself. In that moment, I was just this energy. But I didn't want to get lost in this energy because I had a task to accomplish. So I focused my attention back to the environment around me, and I back away from the shadow being, And I notice that there were other shadow beings standing around in the distance, like they were just observing. And so I began to ask this shadow being questions, but it wasn't like using normal language, but it was more like sending the energy or the essence that represented the concepts of what I wanted to express. Because in the astral dimension, communication is telepathic. It's mind to mind. And you can experience this telepathic communication as words, but what is actually happening is not speech. It's pure telepathy. And as you get into higher and higher dimensions, there's less need for actual words. But you can communicate an entire sentence, an entire paragraph, years of experience. You can send all of that knowledge and information as pure mental energy. And so this is how that communication was taking place. And what was interesting was that after sending each question, I instantly received an answer from this entity. And this communication was nearly instantaneous. Like, I would receive the answer before I was even finished sending the question. So what I'm going to do is share some of the details of this communication verbally, which essentially happens naturally when recollecting the details of such experiences. But remember, in the moment, while you're out of your body in these higher dimensions, it's less of a verbal communication and more of a pure knowledge, pure information, pure truth. And the mind translates these higher level experiences in a way that we can comprehend using physical world concepts, which is all we really have to work with while grounded in this physical dimension. So I asked this shadow being, "Who are you?" And it responded,
"A Joshuine."
Now, I honestly can't put into words the name it gave me, but in my recollection, it sounded like that, a Joshuine. And I knew it represented the species or the type of being that it was. So it wasn't a personal name, but it was like me saying that I'm human. And I asked, "What do you want with me? Why did you appear to me during my out-of-body experiences? Why did you activate my energy?" And it responded,
"It's part of your growth process."
And packaged within this answer were flashes of my past encounters with these entities, how they provoked fear within me, and how I learned to conquer that fear, and how I was able to project into higher dimensions after these experiences. So then I asked, "Why do you appear this way?" referring to its dark, shadowy form. And it answered,
"You see what you're able to see. Other beings see us differently."
So I asked my next question, "What did you do to me during those times that my energy was activated?" And another thing that was interesting is that during my questions, I was saying "you," or I was thinking "you," in the general sense of "you guys" or "you shadow beings," not actually referring to that one particular entity that was in front of me, but as the group in general. And as I referred to these entities as "you," I received the intuition that they have a type of hive mind, like their minds are interconnected, like they share a general state of consciousness amongst themselves, like a constant telepathic link in which they share all of the experiences of any single shadow being. It was almost like when I expressed the word you, I was informed of their shared state of mind, like I momentarily experienced it myself, and I knew that is how they existed. So, I asked what exactly happened during those times when my energy was activated, and it responded,
"We did exactly what we were supposed to do. You knew this would happen. You wanted it to happen. It was part of your growth process."
And again, it was talking about my growth process. And with that answer, I received another flash of insight, almost like a download of information that higher aspects of my own consciousness had planned these events. Some of them being learning experiences for me to better control my fears and emotions, and others being developmental springboards which allowed me to progress my abilities and my consciousness to higher levels in an unusually short amount of time. And it was like my higher self had been guiding things along the whole time so that these experiences played out in a way that allowed my own growth in the ways which my higher self knew were necessary. So there's more to this communication, which I'll be sharing in my next book, which will be released later this year. Not to mention many other encounters and communications with these and other types of entities, most of which have taken place since the end of my last book in early 2019. So until then, take a look at my first book available on Amazon.com, which is linked in the description, and also check out my other podcast called Astral Dimensions, which is on all major podcast apps. So I'm going to wrap up this episode with that. Thank you so much for listening, and be sure to check out the other podcasts on the Paranormal UK Radio Network, because they are incredible. I'll talk to you next time.
You are more than your body. You are spirit, temporarily experiencing this physical reality. Would you like to have this life-changing realization through first-hand experience? Would you like to learn how to lucid dream and take full control over your dreams and manifest any experience that you desire? Or learn astral projection to have out-of-body experiences in higher dimensions and obtain profound spiritual knowledge and insight? Would you like to read about real encounters with aliens, shadow people, ghosts, angels, deities, the higher self, and other spiritual beings? If so, head over to Amazon.com and pick up the book Astral Projection and Lucid Dreaming, Spiritual Revelations and Out-of-Body Experiences in Higher Dimensions by author Vincent Field. Discover who you truly are.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.